Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. Today's podcast is an Understanding the Lyrics episode where we're going to be looking at the song Walk On by Dionne Warwick. A great song if you don't know it or if you're not sure what it is, then now is a great time to go to your nearest music streaming service or video streaming service that you like and listen to this song. It's a really classic soul song, and we're going to be taking a look at some vocabulary and grammar that we see in the lyrics to this song. So let's start. If you see me walking down the street and I start to cry each time we meet, walk on by. Okay, so let's take a look at this idea of walking down the street. This is just something we always say, to walk down the street, to emphasize the idea of moving from one place along the street to another place. We walk down the street or walk down the road. Even if we're not actually descending, walking down, it doesn't mean to descend, it just means to walk along. Walk on by. So what does walk on by mean? Well, if you walk on by, then it means you keep walking or you don't stop walking. We often use the word by to mean to go past something. So if you walk by the church, then it means you go past the church. So in this case, to walk on by is to go past. Don't stop. Let's continue. Make believe that you don't see the tears. Just let me grieve in private. Cause each time I see you, I break down and cry and walk on by. Right, let's look at that part. So first of all, the word grieve. The verb to grieve means to feel intense sadness, usually after a death, but it can be after the end of a relationship as well, or something like that. You grieve, you feel very, very sad. It's part of the process of the recovery. And then the next part, so just let me grieve in private, because each time I see you, I break down and cry. So we see this break down and cry or break down quite a lot in lyrics to songs. And to break down is to lose control of your emotions. I break down and cry and walk on by. Let's look at the next verse. I just can't get over losing you. And so if I seem broken and blue, walk on by. So to get over someone means to recover after a breakup. So usually you have that period of sadness, and then when you get over it, you have recovered. I just can't get over losing you. And also note the way that we use the verb lose. It's in the gerund. So when you say get over and then a verb, that verb must be in the gerund. Get over losing you. And so if I seem broken and blue, we often use the word blue, which is just like the color, the same word as the color, but it means sad or depressed, blue. Okay, next part. Foolish pride, that's all that I have left. So let me hide the tears and sadness you gave me when you said goodbye. Walk on by. Foolish pride. So let's look at that. Pride is the noun of proud, and foolish is the adjective of fool. So if you are a fool, then you are foolish. That's the adjective. Foolish pride. That's all I have left. So let me hide the tears and the sadness you gave me when you said goodbye. Walk on by. And the final part, now you really gotta go. So walk on by. Baby, leave. You'll never see the tears I cry. Now you really gotta go. So walk on by. And the only thing we'll look at there is how she says gotta. You really gotta go. And this is short for you really have got to go. So if I say I gotta go, it's quite American actually, I gotta go, then it means I have got to go, I must go. So now you really gotta go. So that's it. That's Walk On by Dionne Warwick, one of the great soul songs. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I'll be doing more of these Understanding the Lyrics episodes in the future. Remember, if you have any ideas for songs you'd like me to talk about on these podcasts, then you can send me your ideas via email. You can find my email address on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.
Avant de vous quitter pour aujourd'hui, je suis très heureux de vous annoncer le retour d'un podcast dont les plus anciens d'entre vous se souviennent peut-être, Petit Curieux. C'est un podcast pour les enfants de 7 à 12 ans dans lequel je réponds de manière adaptée à leur âge et de la façon la plus pédagogique possible en une minute à une question par jour, une question que peuvent se poser les enfants, bien sûr. Par exemple, les épisodes suivants sont déjà dispo. Pourquoi les flamants roses sont-ils roses? Comment font les avions pour voler? Peut-on vraiment mourir de rire? Ou pourquoi le coq chante le matin? Et puis cette semaine, je traiterai par exemple de pourquoi y a-t-il une trace blanche derrière les avions dans le ciel? Ou encore, les licornes ont-elles vraiment existé? Sur ce podcast, je publie tous les jours à 6h du matin, du lundi au vendredi. Pour l'écouter ou vous abonner, rien de plus simple. Cherchez Petit Curieux, petit avec un S, dans Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Deezer ou toute autre application de podcast. Ou alors, rendez-vous sur chosesasavoir.com et vous le trouverez dans la liste. Voilà, bonne écoute et à très vite.